Life is good. Life is good. Ha. Let's take a deep breath with that. Life is good and easy. Really is. Really is. We're going to talk about today why sometimes it appears to be difficult, why sometimes you make it difficult, but it's actually quite easy. I'm going to ask you to feel that for just a moment, if you would. Life is easy. Oh, you can give me 1,000 reasons why it's not. You can tell me about your past. You can share with me your concerns about the future, but it's easy. It really is. The question that I have for you, can you handle that? Before you answer, I want you to really feel into that. Can you handle life being easy and abundant and free and different? Can you handle that? You say yes, but evidence would prove otherwise. That's where we're going. And it sounds beautiful. You say, oh, yeah, that's what I want. But in order to get there, we have to let go of some things. We have to have a vision of life being easy, which it is. We have to not fall into the very dense gravity of mass consciousness. That's actually easy, but at first it's uncomfortable. I love the holidays because so often, too, it reminds you of the past when things were actually a lot more magical on the planet. So magical this end of the year is. Maybe it's because you've worked so hard during the year, stressed and doubted and spend grueling hours at work that you may not even enjoy, dealing with relatives. Well, you have to do that in holidays too, but such a magical time of the year where you just let down the guard a little bit. Little children and even some adults believe in Santa Claus. You believe in magical things happening. You believe in miracles. Miracles. Earlier today, I came through what would you call a homeless person standing on the street corner down here with their little cardboard sign. Yeah. And the cardboard sign said, I just need a miracle. Didn't say I just need money. That's a first. Said, I need a miracle. And you know what? Miracles do happen. Miracles aren't like from an angelic source or spirit or anything like that. Miracles are simply things that you don't otherwise understand. You don't understand how it happened. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you have to know the details of how something or someone came into your life. A miracle occurs when you're willing to get out of the old limitations, when you're willing to go out of your mind, when you're willing to go out of character, that character that you identify with so much. Suddenly, the miracles happen because you're more available to the energies that were just waiting for you, just waiting for you. It's all there. That's why I say it's easy. I use this term kasama, which some would translate to the word kismet, which means destiny, but not the regular linear destiny. Kasama is the destiny of the soul. My dear friends, to my point, commitment. Every one of you has made a commitment in this lifetime that this is it. Nothing else, nothing else. You made a commitment before this lifetime. You made a commitment in a previous lifetime, in between lifetimes. When you were a little baby, you had that commitment. This is it, all or nothing. That fire that rages in your heart and in your very being is what brought you here. That commitment that this is the lifetime, the lifetime. Commitment that you're not going to squander it, that you're not going to let yourself get distracted. The commitment that this is it, all or nothing. So deep in your veins, so much a part of everything you've done in this lifetime. It's the only thing. And my dear friends, Santa Claus or not, Adamus or not, it's here. It's done. There's nothing that you have to work at anymore. There's nothing that you have to study. It's the time of the realization what already is. I used this term, kasama, with Kehoc recently. We're going to be experiencing that, all of us, in a variety of different ways. It's what has already been done, already there. Whether it's enlightenment, whether it's a few extra dollars in your pocket, whether it's your health or your light body or any of that, it's done. It came through a vision, through a desire. It's there, not out there. That wild expression of creativity or abundance or knowingness or simplicity doesn't need to be out there, out in the distance. Nothing to strive for. It's here. Kasama is the destiny of the soul. Now, I've said many times, there is no destiny, there is no fate, not in linear terms. There's nothing out there. There's nothing, there's not the higher hand guiding your life and making things happen. There's no angelic counsel or alien beings or beings under the ground or even government beings that are manipulating your life. There is no outside destiny, but there is the soul destiny. There is what is already within you, Edith, already done. The money is just the tip of the iceberg, but the realization. We've all done, an effective job in these past 5 years of weeding out, letting go, pushing away those who weren't committed. There's no room in Crimson Circle for those who are not absolutely committed to their enlightenment. This isn't a sideshow. This is not entertainment. Well, it's entertainment, but it's more than entertainment. This isn't just another distraction. This is it. This is it. As I've told Caldera and some of the other Chambra, it's the year, it's the time, it's the right now when the popcorn starts popping. When it's been heating up, you know how it is when you put that popcorn in the kettle and it starts heating and you wonder when will those kernels ever start popping, particularly if you're really hungry and it's late at night and you've got the movie playing and you just want those kernels to start exploding with creative orgasm. And then but I say that. And I start out our session today by saying it's really quite easy, and you're all, it's easy. But then when it comes to you, when it's right there, ready to be realized, you start with the excuses and the buts and let's wait or I don't knows or whatever. My dear friends, Santa Claus is real, very real. You could say Santa Claus is within you. You helped to create it with your wonderful childlike childhood beliefs in Santa Claus. It's right here. And where we are going is realizing it. I don't want to hear any more excuses, any more buts. All the tools are here. And it's just now letting yourself explode into who you are. Yeah, a beautiful explosion into self.